It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, September 25th, 2014. Today marks an important milestone in the history of American journalism with the publication of Public Occurrences, both foreign and domestic, the first multi-page newspaper printed in the Americas. The first edition was printed September 25, 1690 in Boston. It was intended to appear monthly, or in its own words, if any glut of occurrences happen, oftener. Printed by Richard Pierce of Boston, it was edited by Benjamin Harris, who had previously published a newspaper in London. The paper contained 4 6-by-10 pages and filled only 3 of them, the remaining space being available for handwritten notes which readers were encouraged to circulate on their own. No second edition was ever printed because the paper was shut down by the British colonial authorities 4 days later. It seems that editor Harris had neglected to secure the necessary license, and although those who examined the periodical admitted that some of its content contained reflections of a very high nature, there were also sundry doubtful and uncertain reports, which led to its suppression. Little else is known of printer Richard Pierce, but editor Benjamin Harris had already made a name for himself before 1690. A controversial journalist in England, he was jailed for his anti-Catholic leanings and fled to Boston in 1686, where he established a successful bookstore and coffee house and published the New England Primer, the first textbook in British America. When Public Occurrences was repressed, Harris was jailed, and the next newspaper did not appear until 1704, when John Campbell's Boston Newsletter became the first American paper to last beyond its premier issue. From 1690 to 1695, Harris continued to run his coffee house and publish books. In 1692, with government approval this time, he received the official assignment to print the Acts and Laws of Massachusetts. He was also active in community service, supporting homeless shelters and orphanages. He returned to London in 1695 and started a series of short-lived newspapers before publishing the London Post from 1699 to 1706. He died 10 years later, although the exact date and circumstances are unknown. Colonial-era journalists would face additional threats of censorship from government authorities in the next several decades, the most notable being the case of New York printer and publisher John Peter Zenger, whose weekly journal contained articles critical of the British government in 1733. Charged with seditious libel, Zenger had a skillful attorney and a sympathetic jury who returned a verdict of not guilty in just 10 minutes. The argument was a simple one. The truth is an absolute defense against libel, and it could not be shown that Zenger had lied. With the American Revolution and the adoption of the U.S. Constitution and its Bill of Rights, freedom of the press has become a landmark of American life, but that freedom has not gone unchallenged. As Supreme Court Justice Hugo Black wrote in the 1971 landmark case that made it possible for the New York Times and Washington Post to publish the Pentagon Papers without risk of government censorship or punishment, the government's power to censor the press was abolished so that the press would remain forever free to censure the government. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 25th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.